Carl here, Westside Gadget Guy, checking in with you. I thought I'd give you an update on what's at least what I'm working on today. I am tinkering with TweetDeck and checking out the functionality between desktop and the iPhone application. It actually works pretty slick. If you're not familiar with TweetDeck, I suggest you check it out. It is free, and it does have a lot of options, a lot of customization, which I like. It has functionality for multiple Twitter accounts if you need that, which is a good thing. But also what's nice is you can tell it, okay, look, I want you to just give me one column anytime I have a direct message, or I want one column anytime my name comes up. Or what I really like is there are customized groups. Let's face it, we all follow some, you know, a group of people. Some we're more interested in than others. So you can use TweetDeck and say, okay, give me a special column with just this person and this person and this person, and you can customize it. It's completely granular. So you can have a column of just family, a column of just friends, a column of just people that you work with, all that other good stuff. So very customizable. It also appears that they've added Facebook as a column, so you can link your Facebook account in there, get a column of your Facebook updates. What's really nice again, am I trying to repeat myself? What's really nice again is the ability that you create all of these different customized columns, all your different accounts, all this stuff. And then you can set up a free account with them, and it will synchronize all of your columns, all of your information to their main server, and you can have the same columns appear on another computer or even on your iPhone. So here you go. You can sit there at your desk, do all this stuff, set it up exactly the way you want it, and then you go to your iPhone, you log in, and boom, all of those same columns are right there. Also, obviously, it does also work on multiple platforms, so you could have a Windows machine with your TweetDeck account, your Mac could have the same account, your iPhone could have it, you could even have it working on Linux. So I'm really enjoying this, and considering the fact that it's just sitting at version 0.26.4, lots of improvements yet to come. It still has not even reached a 1.0 version. So again, I would check it out, TweetDeck it, and anyone has any questions, feel free to shoot me a message. Thanks again for listening. It's Carl at westsidegadgetguy.com.